Well? It's just I can't help noticing, You have this certain way with strangers. Rincewind ducked, but nothing happened. What are you doing down there? Said Canina testily. Sorry, I know what you're thinking. I can't help it. I take after my father. Who was he then, Cohen the Barbarian? Rincewind grinned to show it was a joke. At least his lips moved in a desperate crescent. No need to laugh about it, wizard. What? It's not my fault. Rincewind's lips moved soundlessly. Sorry, he said. Have I got this right? Your father really is Cohen the Barbarian? Yes, the girl scowled at Rincewind. Everyone has to have a father, she added. Even you, I imagine. She peered around a corner. All clear, come on, she said. And then, when they were striding along the damp cobbles, she continued, I expect your father was a wizard, probably. I shouldn't think so, said Rincewind. Wizardry isn't allowed to run in families. He paused. He knew Cohen. He'd even been a guest at one of his weddings when he'd married a girl of Canina's age. You could say this about Cohen. He crammed every hour full of minutes. A lot of people would like to take after Cohen. I mean, he was the best fighter, the greatest thief. A lot of men would, Canina snapped. She leaned against a wall and glared at him. Listen, she said. There's this long word, see? An old witch told me about it. Can't remember it. You wizards know about long words. Rincewind thought about long words. Marmalade? He volunteered. She shook her head irritably. It means you take after your parents. Rincewind frowned. He wasn't too good on the subject of parents. Kleptomania? Recidivist? He hazarded. Begins with an H. Hedonism? Said Rincewind desperately. Hereditary, said Canina. This witch explained it to me. My mother was a temple dancer for some mad god or other, and father rescued her, and they stayed together for a while. They say I get my looks and figure from her. And very good they are, too, said Rincewind, with hopeless gallantry. She blushed. Yes, well, but from him I got sinews you could moor a boat with, reflexes like a snake on a hot tin, and a terrible urge to steal things, and this dreadful sensation every time I meet someone that I should be throwing a knife through his eyes at 90 feet. I can, too. She added with a trace of pride. Gosh, it tends to put men off. Well, it would, said Rincewind weakly. I mean, when they find out, it's very hard to hang on to a boyfriend. Except by the throat, I imagine, said Rincewind. Not what you really need to build up a proper relationship. No, I can see, said Rincewind. Still, pretty good if you want to be a famous barbarian thief. But not, said Canina, if you want to be a hairdresser. Ah. They stared into the mist. Really a hairdresser? Said Rincewind. Canina sighed. Not much call for a barbarian hairdresser, I expect, said Rincewind. I mean, no one wants a shampoo and beheading. It's just that every time I see a manicure set, I get this terrible urge to lay about me with a double-handed cuticle knife. I mean, sword, said Canina. Rincewind sighed. I know how it is, he said. I wanted to be a wizard. But you are a wizard. Ah, well, of course, but... Quiet! Rincewind found himself rammed against the wall, where a trickle of condensed mist inexplicably began to drip down his neck. A broad throwing knife had mysteriously appeared in Canina's hand, and she was crouched like a jungle animal, or even worse, a jungle human. What? Rincewind began. Shut up, she hissed. Something's coming. She stood up in one fluid movement, spun on one leg, and let the knife go. There was a single hollow wooden thud. Canina stood and stared. For once, the heroic blood that pounded through her veins, drowning out all chances of a lifetime in a pink penny, was totally at a loss. I've just killed a wooden box, she said. Rincewind looked round the corner. The luggage stood in the dripping street, the knife still quivering in its lid, and stared at her. Then it changed its position slightly, its little legs moving in a complicated tango pattern, and stared at Rincewind. The luggage didn't have any features at all, apart from a lock and a couple of hinges, but it could stare better than a rock full of iguanas. It could outstare a glass-eyed statue. When it came to a look of betrayed pathos, the luggage could even leave the average kicked spaniel moping back in its kennel. It had several arrowheads and broken swords sticking into it. What is